From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we'll play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voanews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. TNI Chief Andika Perkasa urged WPO to be able to help resolve interstate conflict. Minister Luhut Binsar Panjaitan said to limit daily visitors to Borobudur Temple to 1,200. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where Chief of the Indonesian Armed Forces TNI General Andika Perkasa has appealed to the World Peace Organization WPO to be able to play a key role in helping resolve interstate conflict around the world. He made the statement following his meeting with several WPO's executive members who paid a courtesy call as broadcast on Perkasa's official YouTube channel on Saturday. At the meeting, the WPO's executive members appealed for the TNI support and directives to enable them to carry out the World Peace Mission and to install an inscription of symbolic world peace in Papua. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan announced his decision on Saturday to limit the number of tourists visiting Borobudur Temple Central Java to 1,200 people per day. The regulation limiting the number of visitors has come with the new tariffs for entrance ticket of $100 or around 1.4 million rupiah for foreign tourists and 750,000 rupiah for domestic tourists. He also remarked that the step has been carried out solely for the sake of preserving the historical and cultural wealth of the country. He added that all tourists will also have to use a local tour guide from the Borobudur area or a nearby to observe new jobs while growing a sense of belonging in this region. Indonesia's Religious Affairs Ministry disclosed that more than 3,000 Hajj pilgrims from Padang, Bekasi, Solo, Surabaya, and Jakarta embarkation points departed for the Holy City of Medina on Sunday. Secretary of the Ministry's Hajj and Umrah Director General Ahmad Abdullah told journalists on Sunday that the government has urged all Indonesian Hajj pilgrims to stay vigilant with Medina's weather condition by limiting their unnecessary outdoor activities. They are also required to maintain a healthy lifestyle and comply with the health protocols. Let's move on to the international news, where President Vladimir Putin warned the United States in an interview broadcast on Sunday that Russia would strike new targets if the West supplied longer-range missiles to Ukraine for use in high-precision mobile rocket system. The United States has ruled out sending its own or NATO forces to Ukraine, but Washington and its European allies have supplied weapons to Kyiv, such as drones, howitzers, heavy artillery, anti-aircraft Stinger, and anti-tank Javelin missiles. South Korea and the United States fired 8 service-to-service missiles early on Monday off South Korea's east coast after North Korea's launched a barrage of short-range ballistic missiles on Sunday. South Korea's defense ministry's officials said The action is a demonstration of the capability and readiness to carry out the precision strike against the source of North Korea's missile launch or the Command and Support Center, South Korea's Yonhap News Agency cited, the South Korean's military as saying. 5 people were killed and 24 others wounded in a pair of weekend mass shootings in the United States, the latest in a string of deadly gun attacks that have left lawmakers scrambling to tackle the crisis. The shootings late Saturday in Philadelphia and early Sunday in Chattanooga, Tennessee, further jolted the country facing a gun violence epidemic that has already claimed several thousand American lives this year and shows no signs of abating. Queen Elizabeth II on Sunday brought the curtain down on her historic Platinum Jubilee celebration, making another public appearance on the last 4 days of festivities and vowing to maintain her record-breaking reign. The 96-year-old monarch, who has been troubled by mobility problems, appeared for the first time in person since Thursday on the Buckingham Palace balcony after the Trooping the Colour military parade. Listener, now let's move on to Diplomatic Corner on Indonesian food and beverage products attracts exhibitions visitors in Mexico.
Indonesian MSM Enterprises food and beverage products attracted exhibition visitors in Mexico. Indonesian food and beverage products succeeded in attracting visitors at the 2022 Etan and Alimentari Expo in Guadalajara, Mexico, which took place in mid-May 2022. Indonesian product originating from micro, small and medium enterprises assisted by Bank Rakyat Indonesia or BRI managed to achieve a potential transaction of up to $2.3 million. Indonesian Ambassador to Mexico Chepi Wartono in his written statement explained that through this exhibition it is hoped that Indonesian MSM enterprises product will be increasingly in demand and continue to grow in the Mexican market. Expo Attack and Alimentaria 2022 is the largest food and beverage sector exhibition in South America. Indonesia participated in two areas, namely the international area and the national area. In the international area, there were coffee, instant noodles, ready-to-eat rendang, fried meatball, dried fish skin, cinnamon, and other products. Meanwhile, in the national area, Mexico City's Indonesian Trade Promotion Center facilitated Mexican importers to expand the marketing of products imported from Indonesia. Indonesian participation in this activity is one of the efforts of the Embassy of the Republic of Indonesia and ITPC Mexico City to encourage Indonesian MSM enterprises to enter the Mexican market. During the exhibition, Indonesia managed to achieve various encouraging achievements. Biscuit and wafer products by the Coca-Cola Group from Indonesia are in demand by one of the major supermarket chains in Mexico. Ferti Group, as the importer of this product, managed to make an agreement worth $332,000. Meanwhile, Misijati and several products assisted by BRI are also in demand by La Pasega, which is one of the food importers in Mexico. Instant noodle products produced by Sindoro are also in good demand because they are produced without using MSG. That's Diplomatic Corner.
Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Oh,
We begin today in history with the event on June 6, 1901, about the birthday of the first president of Indonesia, Sukarno. Sukarno was born in Surabaya, East Java on 6 June 1901. He was the first president of the Republic of Indonesia, who served in the period 1945 until 1967. Sukarno played an important role in liberating the Indonesian people from the Dutch colonialism. He was the proclaimer of Indonesian independence along with Muhammad Hatta on August 17, 1945. Sukarno was the first to support the concept of Pancasila as the basis of the Indonesian state, and he himself named it. Let's move to the event on June 6, 1971, when Soyuz 11 program was launched. Soyuz 11 was the only human space flight to reach the first space station named Salyut 1. The space exploration program was undertaken by the Soviet Union. Three cosmonauts that participated in the program were Georgi Dobrovolsky, Viktor Basavadin, and Vladislav Volkov. They were the first people to arrive at the Salyut 1 space station. Soyuz 11 was launched on 6 of June 1971 from a spaceport called the Baikonur Cosmodrome, and it landed on June 7, 1971. The human spaceflight traveled to the space station for 22 days. The crew spacecraft returned to the Earth on June 29, 1971. When the exploration team opened the capsule, they found all the crew dead. The crew died because of the lack of oxygen. A memorial service was held to honor the three cosmonauts. They were buried at the Kremlin Wall Necropolis, the Red Square, Moscow, near the body of Yuri Alekseyevich Gagarin, who was the first human to explore outer space. After the incident, the Soyuz spacecraft was redesigned to only accommodate two crew. We end today in history with the event on June 6, 1975, about the victory of the Indonesian women's doubles pair at Uber Cup 1975 on June 6, 1975. The Indonesian women's doubles badminton pair Minami Sudaryanto and Regina successfully won the Uber Cup for the first time after defeating Japanese pair Hiroyuki and Mika Ikeda 5-2. The Indonesian women's double pair snatched their victory on June 6, 1975 after beating the Japanese pair 15-8, 15-11 in the final of Uber Cup 1975, which was witnessed by approximately 10,000 spectators at Istora Senayan in Jakarta. That's today in history.
Much for a little time. saved the day. Yes, you saved the day.
Listen of Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Indonesian vegetable oil and margarine back to being competitive in the Madagascar's market. The Madagascar government has decided not to impose safeguard measures on imports of vegetable oil and margarine products from Indonesia. Indonesian Minister of Trade Muhammad Lutfi, in a written statement issued last Friday, June the 3rd, appreciates the Madagascar government's decision. Minister Lutfi said the Madagascar government's decision could increase the competitiveness of Indonesian vegetable oil and margarine products in Madagascar. He added Indonesia is one of the main exporters of these products to Madagascar. Vegetable oil and margarine products from Indonesia are also the main preferences of the people of Madagascar. Access to quality vegetable oil and margarine products is an essential factor indicating that the people of Madagascar need support for the availability of these products in the market. Meanwhile, Acting Director General of Foreign Trade, Ministry of Trade, Ferry Anggriono Sutiarto said Indonesia is expected to take advantage of this moment. Based on data from the Central Statistics Agency, the total trade between Indonesia and Madagascar has increased in recent years. In 2021, the total trade between the two countries rose to $100.68 million from $72.10 million in 2020. Director of Trade Security at the Ministry of Trade, Nathan Kambuno, said the Madagascar government decision not to impose safeguard measures on imports of vegetable oil and margarine products from Indonesia is the result of a positive synergy among stakeholders. Indonesia succeeded in convincing the Madagascar government that the safeguards investigation that had been carried out was not in accordance with the 1994 General Agreement on Tariff and Trade, or GATT, and other WTO World Trade Organization provisions. In this particular case, the agreement on safeguards. Well, that was my Indonesia today.
Indonesia will soon have a new capital city, Nusantara, Indonesia. It's located in the heart of Kalimantan, the center of the archipelago, from Sabang to Merauke, from Miangas to Rote. New smart metropolis is the concept. The new capital city, Nusantara, a global city for all.
Ku bukan sekadar harapan. Dan juga harapan ini bukan sekadar hayalan. Biarkan ku menjaganya sampai berkerut dan putih rambutnya, jadi saksi cintaku padanya. Tak main-main hatiku, apapun rintangannya ku ingin bersama dia. Jadi saksi cintaku padanya. Oh, tak main-main hatiku, apapun rintangannya ku ingin bersama dia. Ku mau dia, tak mau yang lain, hanya dia.
Office, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello VOI listener, welcome back to Indonesian wonder from Voice of Indonesia. Today we take you to Sari Ringgung Beach, which is located in Sidodadi Village, Padang Cermin District, Pesawaran Regency, Lampung, Sumatra Island. To go to Sari Ringgung Beach, it takes a 60-minute drive from the city of Bandar Lampung. If the journey starts from the port of Bakauheni, it takes approximately 102 kilometers. To enter the beach, the tariff is 5,000 rupiah or 35 cents in US dollar for motorbikes, and 10,000 rupiah or 69 cents in US dollars for cars. In addition, you also have to pay an entrance ticket for 20,000 rupiah or 1 US dollars 30 cents per person.
When entering the beach area, you will be greeted with white sand and clear water. Around the beach, there are also green huts. When traveling to Sari Ringgung Beach, you can enjoy the freshness of the seawater by swimming or snorkeling to enjoy the beauty of its underwater. You don't need to worry when swimming because the waves on this beach are not big. There are many other interesting destinations that must be visited on this beach, namely Rising Sand. The Rising Sand is very charming because it will form land that rises upwards when the water recedes. Even though it is high tide, the land on the Rising Sand is still visible. This Rising Sand located is a favorite place for tourists to just play ball or swim. To go to the Rising Sand, you have to use a boat. The rental price is around 15,000 rupiah or $1 per person and takes about 15 minutes. You will see the fish cage area owned by local residents. And there is also a unique mosque, namely Al Aminah Floating Mosque. If you want to see the panoramic view of Sari Ringgung Beach from a height, you can climb to Mountain View. This is the spot that presents beautiful views of the beach, blue sea, and hills. Even the Rising Sand could be seen in the distance. Around the beach, there are cottages that can be rented. In this lodge, you can rest while enjoying the beach atmosphere and the supplies you bring. For those who don't bring lunch, you don't need to worry, because there are many food vendors here. In addition, there is also a swing located in the middle of the beach, which is a favorite spot for visitors to take pictures or play swings. Parking facilities, prayer rooms, and toilets for rinsing after playing water are also available. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
bersamamu saat kusapa dirimu. Oh merinding buluku, oh jadi gugup aku saat bersamamu, saat kau senyum padaku. Mungkin inilah rasanya, rasa suka pada dirinya sejak pertama aku bertanya. Facebookmu apa, nomormu berapa? Mungkin inilah rasanya cinta pada pandang pertama. Senyuman manismu itu buat aku dadi-dadi melulu. Oh, nanti aku follow Twittermu. Oh, aku tunggu retweetmu agar aku tahu suka kau kepadaku. Mungkin inilah rasanya, rasa suka pada dirinya sejak pertama aku bertanya. Facebookmu apa, nomormu berapa? Mungkin inilah rasanya cinta pada pandang pertama. Senyuman manismu itu buat aku dadi-dadi melulu. Oh, la 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 la.
The next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about stay at the hotel, so stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Lampu Tidak Menyala, Lampu Tidak Menyala, which means the light is off. This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and a hotel receptionist. Dev tells the receptionist that the table lamp in his room is off. Let's listen to the conversation.
Lampu di meja saya tidak menyala.
Baik, teknisi kami akan ke kamar Anda.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of today. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Lampu, lampu, which means lamp. Di meja saya, which means on my table. Tidak menyala, which means off. Lampu di meja saya tidak menyala. Lampu di meja saya tidak menyala, which means the lamp on my table is off. Kulkas, kulkas, which means fridge. Di kamar saya, which means in my room. Tidak dingin, which means not cold. Kulkas di kamar saya tidak dingin. Kulkas di kamar saya tidak dingin, which means the fridge in my room is not cold. Sandal, sandal, which means sandals. Sandal tidak ada, sandal tidak ada, which means there are no sandals. Lantai, lantai, which means floor. Tidak bersih, which means not clean. Lantai kamar saya tidak bersih. Lantai kamar saya tidak bersih, which means my room floor is not clean. Rusak, rusak, which means broken. Pemanas air, which means water heater. Pemanas air di kamar saya rusak. Pemanas air di kamar saya rusak, which means the water heater in my room is broken. Teknisi, teknisi, which means technician. Teknisi kami akan ke kamar Anda. Teknisi kami akan ke kamar Anda, which means our technician will come to your room. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, lampu di meja saya tidak menyala. Lampu di meja saya tidak menyala, which means the room on my table is off. To describe something that does not function, you can use the word tidak, tidak, which means not. In the sentence, there are the words tidak menyala, which means not. To state a condition that the lamp on the table does not function. The word tidak, tidak, which means not, is followed by the word to describe the lamp condition that it is supposed to be, which is menyala, menyala, which means on. Besides stating a condition of something that does not operate, the word tidak, tidak, which means not, can also be used to state something unavailable or uncomfortable. Let's listen to the other examples to use the word tidak, tidak, which means not, to describe a condition. Kulkas di kamar saya tidak dingin. Kulkas di kamar saya tidak dingin, which means the fridge in my room is not cold. To state something doesn't operate. Sandal tidak ada. Sandal tidak ada, which means there are no sandals, to state something unavailable. Lantai kamar saya tidak bersih. Lantai kamar saya tidak bersih, which means my room floor is not clean, to state something uncomfortable. To describe a condition, especially something that doesn't function, you can also use a general word, namely rusak. rusak, which means broken. For example, pemanas air di kamar saya rusak. Pemanas air di kamar saya rusak, which means the water heater in my room is broken. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Lampu di meja saya tidak menyala.
Baik, teknisi kami akan ke kamar Anda.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyo shite, COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmikum.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
For COVID, the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
I could be home by now, packing myself all ready to go. I could be chillin' by now, keeping it low-key, never could show. Never would've thought somehow, you could keep me waiting, never going home. Never would've known somehow, you could make me love and wanna see how this goes. Cause all I wanna do is stay with you, dropping out the blue, all I see is you. All I wanna do is stay with you, acting like a fool, all I need is you. Feeling out like I'm 18, looking back to the days when you're missing. Always feeling left alone, thought you could fit in on my zone. Running down through the daydream, couldn't stop thinking about how you miss it. I don't wanna be alone, hit me anytime up on my phone. Da-da-dum, 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 ooh. And I could be home by now, talking myself, no wanting to go. And I could be chilling by now, feet up, cross legs laying on the floor. But stop, let me get a look at you. You're so cute, got me loving you. Let me get a hold of you. Oh shit, got me thinking you. All I wanna do is stay with you. Dropping out the blue, all I see is you. All I wanna do to stay with you, acting like a fool, all I need is you. Feeling out like I'm 18, looking back to the days when you're missing. Always feeling left alone, thought you could fit in on my soul.
running down through the daydream. Couldn't stop thinking about how you're missing. I don't wanna be alone. Hit me anytime upon my phone. I am hoping for you, my lover. I've been searching for this to cover. All anxiety, no more love to me. You changed how I see. We are meant to be. Feeling out like I'm 18. Looking back to the days when you're missing. Always been left alone. Thought you could fit in on my soul. Running down through the daydream. Couldn't stop thinking about how you're missing. I don't wanna be alone. Hit me anytime upon my phone. Feeling out like I'm 18. Looking back to the days when you're missing. Always been left alone. Thought you could fit in on my soul. Running down through the daydream. Couldn't stop thinking about how you're missing. I don't wanna be alone. Hit me anytime upon.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello VOI listener, today's Music Corner presents you a keroncong song entitled Roda Dunia by Sruti Respati, accompanied by music group Orkes Keroncong Swastika. After Gesang's first song, Si Piatu, a year later, this Indonesian keroncong maestro made another song, which tells about politics. The title is Roda Dunia, which means Wheel of the World. The song was composed in 1939 during the Second World War. In this song, Gesang wants to say that human life is not eternal. Alright listener, here is Sruti Respati with the keroncong song Roda Dunia.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.vionews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@vionews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Ardela. See you on the next English program.